Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Nancy Van Wyk with Hearthstone in Pella joins us on today's program to discuss an upcoming memory screening day they are holding next week. Well, Nancy, an opportunity coming up here in Pella for those that may be concerned about memory issues and things like that to begin that process. What is the event that Hearthstone is hosting coming up?
We're going to be doing a memory screening on November 15 from 10 to 1 at the Pella Public Library. And so you can come anytime. There's no registration. You can just show up.
A memory screening. So what is, I guess, if someone walks in at 10 a.m. all the way up until 1, what should they expect if they get a memory screening?
So a memory screening is just a simple, safe evaluation tool that checks your memory and other thinking skills. And it is not a diagnosis, but it can indicate that perhaps you should follow up with your physician. It's very private. It'll just be myself and the person that is doing the screening. You'll get your results right that day. It's free. There's no cost to it. And so you will get a paper at the end, which you can take to your physician, which either way, whether, you know, it indicates a follow-up is necessary or whether just to have it as a baseline in your records, either way.
Well, and as you said, this isn't a diagnosis, but it may be that first step. Why is it so important for people, especially as they get older, to test their memory and to make sure that they're not susceptible to possible relations with memory problems and the big D word, dementia?
Right. Well, there are over 70 types of dementia, but some are reversible. So that would be one thing you would want to know. And we'll have a handout that gives more information on that. Of the non-reversible dementias, Alzheimer's disease is the most common, and I think that's the one that people worry about the most. Every 67 seconds, someone is diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease, and early detection will allow for the treatment to begin as early as possible, and even though there's no cure, it still will help with the symptoms. It also will help you to make decisions regarding your own health care, what you would like to have happen, and people with Alzheimer's disease can still live a full life for many years with some adaptations.
Well, and these tests, as well as I understand, are free of charge to whoever comes on in.
That is correct. The Alzheimer's Foundation is the organization that sponsors the testing, and they give that all to us for free.
And so why is November the month that this is happening? Is this the special month for memory care?
It is actually the special month for screening. These screenings can be done any time of the year, but we chose to use November because of the emphasis on Alzheimer's during November.
And then here at Hearthstone, I know that you have been here for a long time in regards to working with those that have special needs when it comes to memory and dementia. What are the services that you provide here?
We have an assisted living for people with dementia, as well as a CCDI unit, which is a specific long-term care unit that deals with people who have dementia. And then we also have in our independent living, our Fairhaven could be a supportive system for people in the early stages of dementia.
And in regards to if someone either already has a diagnosis or may be having memory concerns, what are you able to provide at Hearthstone to put them in that right place? What are the ways that you determine that someone would go to an assisted living facility or someone would end up having to go through a diagnosis or a more intensive care?
It all depends on the amount of care that they need. And also, if, you know, there are people throughout our facility that have dementia and other things, but the specialized units, those people are especially trained to deal with people who have a dementia, and so that's an advantage.
And then from the qualifications of your staff, maybe some people may be concerned, say, oh, do they have enough? What is your, you know, staff training? What do you regularly do when it comes to making sure that you are ready to handle various patients that have those different levels of dementia or memory problems?
We have an 8-hour course that everyone who works in either North Holland, which is our CCDI unit, or Zealand, our assisted living, they have to take that every year. Plus, we have other smaller continuing education classes that we provide.
And why don't you just once again remind our listeners, coming up, a special memory screening through Hearthstone.
Right. On Wednesday, November 15, at the Pella Public Library, again, from the hours of 10 to 1. Just stop in if you are interested, and we'll get you screened.
That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.